The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Don't tell me that one person can't make a difference. We're going to switch gears completely from Afghanistan, not because it's not important. Please continue to pray for the people of Afghanistan. Please pray for our troops on the ground. As we get closer to August 31st, I think there is a very, very real possibility of more violence aimed at our soldiers. If we were to choose to extend past August 31st, there almost certainly will be armed conflict between America and the Taliban. So pray for our soldiers. And please, I have been extremely critical of President Biden, his administration, the Pentagon, and the State Department. And I make no apologies for that. Again, I think history is not going to treat this very well. But I am praying that our president will get some courage, a spine, that he will get some wisdom in how to make this mess as... how to diminish the tragedy of all of this as much as possible. And I'm praying that way. And let me say again, it is absolutely foolish and counterproductive to hope and pray that he fails. Well, if he's a success, you know, he might get reelected. Hey, if he fails, we fail. If he fails, we suffer. So I am praying that he does a turnaround. I am. I am praying that our military brass in the Pentagon and those in the State Department will get some courage and do a 180 and start dealing with the situation properly. I am praying that way, and I hope you are as well. Because that will mean lives will be saved. And America will benefit. But, all right, what I started to say, don't tell me that one person can't make a difference. Colorado Springs, I don't know whether you've ever been there. It is, it's spectacular. Colorado Springs and that whole area is just beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. If you go, go to the Garden of the Gods, there's just a lot of places to visit around Colorado Springs. And of course, you have an opportunity to win a free trip to Colorado Springs by going to thewordcolumbus.com and registering for that contest to visit Focus on the Family and so forth. Anyway, the Colorado Springs School Board was trying to decide what position they should take on CRT. Critical race theory. Well, in a recent school board meeting, they voted overwhelmingly to say, nope, not here. We will not allow critical race theory to be taught to our students in our school district. Now, folks, Colorado leans far to the left. I mean, they do. Colorado leans far to the left. I don't know a whole lot about Colorado Springs, but I know Denver does. Now, from what I can tell from news reports from Colorado Springs, a huge reason why the school board changed course and voted to ban critical race theory is because of one father. One father who stood up and spoke passionately to the school board. His name, Derek Wilburn. He happens to be black. Listen to part of what he said, and I quote, "I am a direct descendant of the North American slave trade. Both my parents are black. All four of my grandparents are black. All eight of my great-grandparents and all 16 of my great-greats. On my mother's side, my ancestors were enslaved in Alabama. On my father's side, we were enslaved in Texas. But I am not oppressed. And I am not a victim." He went on to say, "My children are not oppressed. My children are not victims." He went on to say that he could think of, quote, "nothing more damaging to a society than to tell a baby born today that she has grievances against another baby born today simply because of what their ancestors may have done two centuries ago." He wasn't finished. Quote, "There's simply no point in doing that to our children, and putting critical race theory into our classrooms in part does that. Putting critical race theory into our classrooms is not combating racism. It's fanning the flames of what little embers are left. I encourage you to support this resolution. Let racism die the death it deserves." Wow. Evidently, his impassioned speech had quite an impact on the school board. At the close of the meeting, they took a vote, and it was 3-2, banning critical race theory. And of course, he has been criticized severely because his speech has gone viral. You can catch it on YouTube. Look up Derek Wilburn speech, W-I-L-B-U-R-N, and Colorado Springs Schools. It's gone viral, and because of that, he's being called all kinds of names. He's being called an Uncle Tom and so forth. But his perspective is completely different from mine or a white person. I mean, let's face it. I cannot speak with the authority on race, racism, the impact of slavery, oppression. I could not speak with the authority that this father, and by the way, he has three children in the school district. And he went on and said, "We cannot judge people by the color of their skin. We cannot make conclusions about a person's attitude towards themselves or other people simply because of the color of their skin. Because that is racist." I share that story with you to remind you we've got to display courage, folks. And we can't allow just to wait on somebody else. These battles are being fought in school boards across America. If you have children in the public school, first, find out what your kids are being taught. And if it violates constitutional principles, biblical principles, if it violates the founding principles of this country, say something. Stand up. And as I think it was Monday, maybe you should run for school board, especially if you have children in your school district. Because I assure you, whenever the liberal left gets control of a school board, it marks the death of that whole school district. Because, as we say often on this program, the liberal progressive left destroys everything they touch. Be involved, get involved, stay involved. Know what your children are being taught. Don't be silent. Can't afford to be silent. God bless Derek Wilbert. May his tribe increase.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, now, this is a fascinating study done by the Media Research Center. The result of this study, looking at cable news. Now, this is not NBC, CBS, broadcast news in the evening. This is cable news, all-inclusive. CNN, Fox, MSNBC, CNBC, all of the cable news networks put together. 22.3% of what is aired on cable news is news. Now, if you're confused, let me try to straighten it out. But again, in a bit of extensive research of all of the cable news, that's the operative word there, cable news, 22.3, that's less than one-fourth of what is aired on cable news could be classified as news. In other words, just the facts, reporting or live as it happens, coverage of an unfolding event. Instead, nearly 80% of what's on cable news consists of talk show discussion and opinionated commentary by the anchors. So in other words, cable news is not news at all. 80% of what is presented on cable news is not news. And by the way, Fox is included in that as well. The overwhelming majority of what is on Fox News is not news. It's opinion, it's commentary, and that's fine. Fox comes from a right slant. CNN comes from a far, 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 far left slant and bias. Then they broke it down. An analysis of all of the cable news, again, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, all of them. News reports from a correspondent, 11.4%. Live coverage of breaking news, 9.3%. Anchor read news. Now, that's what news used to be, almost 100%. Anchor read news, 1.6%. You put all of that together, and hard news is 22.3%. On the other hand, discussion and analysis, 54.3%. Discussion and analysis, which means I think, well, what do you think? I don't know. I think this. Well, we got an expert that says this. Yeah, I know, but this expert over here. Yeah. Discussion and analysis, 54.3%. Interviews with newsmakers, 15.6%. Commentary, 6%. And feature, 1.9%. You add all of that up. Discussion, comments, analysis make up 77.7% of what you get on cable news. Now, some would say, well, there isn't enough news to fill news programs. That's not true. I remember a happy, happy day out in Los Angeles. I am a news junkie. I have always been a news junkie since I was a kid. And the big, big, big rock and roll radio station in Los Angeles was KFWB. KFWB, that was the big rock and roll station. All of my friends, all the kids, all the teenagers listened to KFWB. And then, I don't remember what year it was, but I was in high school. They made an announcement. All news. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all news. Well, everybody just flipped out. What? You're taking away our rock and roll? And I'm going, whoa, cool. News all day. Wow, that is really great. And sure enough, it was news. It wasn't commentary. Now, again, this was in Los Angeles. But they found news to report 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it can be done. But the purpose of cable news today, folks, listen, you need to understand this. Whether you're a fan of Fox or Newsmax or whatever your cable news source is, or even CNN, you need to understand this. Their major purpose is not to report news. Their major purpose is to convince you of a particular political, ideological persuasion. Now, that's the truth. And as long as you understand that, that's fine. But please don't think that you're watching cable news in order to actually get the news. No matter who it is, they have a political slant, a political bias, and that's what they're going to feature, and they want you to think what they think. So just be aware of that, okay? Now, I'm not telling you not to watch. I'm just saying you need to be informed. Yeah, you need to be smarter than the average bear, which most of you already are.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.